This is Pierre Trissim, editor of Flagged Alive, with your weekly reality check. Since November, the United States has been battling the pandemic of the big lie, the fabrication of a stolen election that's turned a majority of Republicans into tinfoil-hatted charlatans. Little old Flagler County was dealing with three big lies, not just the one. Flagler's second big lie was that Palm Coast was ready for suicide by embracing the mayorship of the hypertoxic Alan Lowe. The third lie, a kissing cousin of the second, was that former Mayor Melissa Holland was a Lady Macbeth of corruption, manipulation, and criminality, and that the Ethics Commission complained looming over her like the sword of Damocles would cut her to pieces and off her to prison. Well, it turns out that both big lies unraveled for what they were all along this week, with David Alphin winning the special election for mayor and the Ethics Commission tossing out six of seven claims against Holland, holding on to one we all knew about and condemned long ago for its stupidity but also its pettiness, Holland's misuse of her city email in two emails out of 7 trillion that solicited work for her private employer. The commission is right to fine Holland, but the way a cop would be in the right to fine a jaywalker. No more. And no more of these lies and slanders about the best mayor Palm Coast had in its 20 years. I have no doubt she could be overbearing, meddlesome, and thin-skinned, but that describes every high-achieving politico from here to Helen of Troy. Helen's mistake was to be a woman in a county still hung up on caveman mentalities when it comes to powerful women. That compounded the desires to demolish her. It almost worked, thanks to those three amigos of bile and chicanery. Alan Lowe, his BFF Ed Danko, and their punching bag Victor Barbosa, master of own goals. That they imagined that Palm Coast was craving their three-ring Barnum and barfing circus gives you an idea of how disconnected they are from the city they claim to represent. That they chose Lowe as their second coming tells you how clueless they are. But we knew that from watching their not-ready-for-primetime skits every 2 weeks on the city council. They may not concede the election, but they and their big lies, so well mirrored by their national idol, should concede Shakespeare's own most famous lines in Macbeth, adapted here for the occasion. Lowe is but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. His is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Palm Coast isn't out of the woods, of course. Two of the three amigos are still poisoning the council. Lowe may have been rejected by 73% of the electorate, but Alphin's 36% victory, and with less than 10% of the actual electorate, is hardly a rousing victory for an uninspiring campaign that won more by default than acclamation. Alphin's work is cut out for him. No one expects him, a rookie in elected office, to be Holland, and anyway, the closest thing to that on today's council is Nick Klufas, whose geekiness masks the sharpest mind on local boards. Now Klufas needs to be the Alphin whisperer, something Alphin should understand, considering the stable that starts his every morning. Alphin himself has always been more interesting and genuine in person than as a campaigner. His challenge is to bring his humanity, and please, the courage of convictions, to the task and leave the campaign's robot behind. He saved the city Tuesday, but to quote that other line from Macbeth, there's still tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. This is Pierre Tristam, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.